GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden thanking everyone who wished him well now that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. ABC's Rachel Scott has more from the White House.
President Trump saying he was saddened to hear about his diagnosis, writing, "We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." And former President Obama praying for a fast and full recovery for his former number two, saying, "Nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all of its forms than Joe. And I am certain he will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace."
The cancer described as aggressive. Pope Leo meeting with J.D. Vance ahead of a U.S. push to reach a diplomatic resolution to the war in Ukraine. President Trump is set to call Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky today. Russia has outlawed Amnesty International in the latest crackdown on dissidents and activists. Putin's government calling the International Human Rights Organization an undesirable organization. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 43-year-old Kashina man was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison for distributing fentanyl that he smuggled into the Menominee Tribal Jail in December of 2023, leading to three overdoses, one of which was fatal. Court records say Warren Gagnon pleaded guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter and distribution of controlled substances. He will also have to spend 10 years on supervised release and was ordered to pay almost $7,000 in restitution. Over 80 bicyclists hit the streets of Oshkosh Saturday as part of Bike Osh 25. Participants rode the bike paths of Oshkosh, collected stamps from 20 pit stops, and brought awareness to cyclists and motorists alike on the road rules for cyclists and how to be safe.
Not bad. A few little lake flies in the mouth, but it was still worth it.
That's Rick Lieb, one of the cyclists. Bike Osh 25 is organized by the students of Communities at Oshkosh North. Junior Cole Lederhaus spearheaded the event.
The weather was a little icky before, but like I've been seeing a lot of people biking around, so.
WGBW sister station WISS was one of the 20 citywide pit stops for Bike Osh 25. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shares a letter he sent to the Trump administration, urging them not to delay or obstruct federal funding for internet infrastructure projects. The letter warns the administration that disruptions to federal funding for broadband investments will prevent Wisconsin from getting more people connected to affordable and high-speed internet. The letter also notes that state funding for internet infrastructure expansion was cut by state Republicans in the last biennial budget, who argued federal funding would cover the costs. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, "The Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency."
"I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones."
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
"I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun."
That's Scottie Scheffler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. A little breezy at times, especially later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with showers after midnight, or low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Vanessa Moran, Feed My Starving Children, along with about 17 other things she's doing for the community at the same time. If I had that energy.
But you know what they say, though? No, you want something done, give it to a busy person.
I know. Isn't that true?
It is.
And they get her done.
They do. Also, just like Kathy Colbeck.
Kathy Colbeck, salute to service event. I remember, I came to this last year, and I was at one other one, but it was, it blows me away, the great turnout you get for this, Kathy.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're really happy with that.
Tell us about the event, but I was surprised, too, because, you know, done a lot of events, and you get some pretty big numbers out of that.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. It is a unique fundraiser. We watch a Packer game, right? So that's pretty unique right
and
there.
And eat pizza.
Yeah, and eat
drink
pizza.
Beer.
Yes, and there's a couple, you know, we get the veterans a couple drink tickets. There's no cost for any military to come. There is a donation for non-military, but they get special raffle tickets and everything. But the big thing, the big draw is the 10, well, hopefully we can have more this year, but we have at least 10 veteran support groups that come in and we have tables that they're at. So the veterans, I mean, last year we had over 300 veterans in the room, and that's awesome. We have these support groups there that they can go up to the tables and
I'm just going to throw it out there. It's a lot of our buddies. Cody,
oh, yeah.
Krepline's there. DC Vets Farms.
Oh, Jake. Yeah. Yep.
Jake.
Yeah.
It's. I'll put it this way. I bet every person has one of those tables has been in the studio on the show.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But we've been getting really good feedback from veterans saying, hey, we learned so much from that event. We've made so many connections, and I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. But just that's the whole purpose of that is to, we have so many veterans. We had over 300 veterans in our room last year that attended.
At the stadium view in the back.
Yeah. And the camaraderie in the room is just amazing. And to see them going up to those tables and learning about benefits and services is amazing.
So you are really, you're doing a lot that day.
Yes.
I mean, I just want to say, we'll talk about the money in just a second, but boy, one of the biggest struggles that the country has is education, that they don't know some of the benefits are there. So they can go there, watch a Packer game, have a couple drinks and pizza with a bunch of friends, and go table to table and find out what you do for education, what you do, what's new in the world of healthcare.
Exactly.
I think that's great. That's a great event. And that's coming up, that's not in fall because it's during Packer season.
Correct. October 19th is the date. We're playing the Cardinals. It's an away game.
All right.
But another thing, too, is, you know, I think the reason why it's so successful is we have so many volunteers.
Yeah.
We had over 40 volunteers last year. So
it's well run for that many people because you almost can't move in the room. I mean, you know, it's at capacity.
We had a little bit more room, though, because the back bar wasn't open last year.
Oh!
So we had a little bit more room. So we're thinking Stadium View is going to be good for this year's event, and we'll see how it grows. You know, we're hopefully going to outgrow that.
Awesome. That's great. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Kathy, I think.
What am I doing that
I know day?
You're
going to
be emceeing for us that day. Woo, put it on your calendar.
All right.
One of the reasons you get so many volunteers is because of you. I mean, you are all in on this.
Well, thank you.
Well, you are. You just do a good job. You raise money. You get great sponsors. Tell me the money that you raise there. What happens to it? Where does it go?
So we donate that back to veteran nonprofits. So last year we had raised, after expenses and everything, we had $30,000 that we were able to donate back, and we split it between two veteran organizations. So Gail and Kim at Veterans First, they received a check for $15,000.
That's a tiny house program that's going on at St. Anthony.
Yes, on the tiny home village. Tiny home village. Right. And then $15,000 went to Jake over at DC Farm for Vets.
Oh, awesome. So he's doing
Victory Gardens with that.
I love what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's amazing.
That must be tough to pick a couple. I mean, there's some great things in this community.
It is. Last year we had it a little bit different, and we had people nominate veteran organizations that they wanted, and then our committee voted. This year, our goal is we really want to help Gail and Kim sponsor a tiny home at the Veterans First Tiny Home Village. So we're really hoping to raise enough money to, you know, get them the money that we need. $50,000 is the total to sponsor a home. So we're super excited about that.
And one of the items that I'm going to bring, we're talking about, it's right here, the Spencer Nolan Young hand-painted. Do you know what he painted that with? A football and a cleat. He used no brush.
Can you believe that?
Really?
He did.
And we wouldn't believe it if he didn't do it right in front of us.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's a picture of Don Hudson, and we'll have Spencer autograph it. Like, whoever wins it can get a personally autographed to him if they'd like, or whatever they want to do. And we're going to give all the money to you, and then obviously you look to distribute it to first houses or tiny houses and everything. So anyway, that's what we're going to be donating.
Well, thank you.
That's great.
We're expecting a big crowd this year because we have an awesome MC.
Is that the reason?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe I'll pull a Frank on you. What did he call up the day before and said he was sick or something?
Yeah.
That's how you got the gig? That's right. Well, who cares? Oh, that's awesome. So how do you think the community is doing when it comes to veterans? We have a lot of veterans in this community.
It's getting better. I think that we have really, you know, with the new organizations that I have seen pop up and the support that we're getting, we're doing better, but we still need to work on it. The biggest thing that the veterans need is they need to know what their benefits are. So we might have, you know, how many organizations here that help, but if they don't know about them, it's not doing anything, right? So it's getting the word out and telling them and educating them on what's available.
And it's changing. That's the thing. They might have checked 2-3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And there could be things that are completely different now.
Right. And there's some benefits to their children as well that they should be aware of.
For sure. And the one thing we did this
Surviving spouses. I mean,
correct. And that is, surviving spouses also can qualify for VA home loans too.
Right.
So there's a lot of different things. But last week, Thursday, we had a veteran roundtable, a Brown County veteran roundtable. We got together again. We had it over at the depot, and we had almost 50 people there explaining what they do for veterans. So what we're doing, Carrie Nemechek was there with me, and she took some notes, and we're getting a bulletin together. A veteran roundtable bulletin, kind of like Joe's golden ticket.
Yeah.
Together with different services that each one of those individuals that came to the event, what they do for veterans. And we're going to have that together and start spreading that around just like the golden ticket. So that's our goal for that.
And you need that though, because it's horrific that we had these wars and everything, but things were really sliding with the VFWs and American Legions in regard that the base was just getting elderly.
Right.
Don't go out as much anymore. Maybe aren't going to go to that fish fry. Right. Not going to stop after work.
No liver and onions.
No, exactly.
My dad loves that.
Yeah, I know. So do we. But what Johnny's saying is true. I mean, you get these. It used to be pretty, not easy. Nothing's easy, but you know, you could go.
They were the happening.
They were. Everybody goes.
Our little league team was sponsored by the VFW, so we could go down there and have a root beer after game. And that was place was jammed all the time.
We were just looking at pictures with my dad, and they used to go to VFW every New Year's Eve back in the day. But I think you're right. I mean, their members are getting older, and that's one of the reasons too. The Pearly Gates, they're having their last event this year.
Yeah.
You know, but they need volunteers. So we're very lucky that we have, for this event, the Salute to Service, we have so many volunteers. And I heard Vanessa talking about getting kids involved before when you had her on, and that's the same thing we're doing. So this year, some of the volunteers, their kids or grandkids are going to be helping serve the cheesecake that Jeremy makes and stuff, or just help out. Just getting them involved, I think that's so important at a young age, because we need that. We need to keep that growing, you know, so we're excited.
Kathy Kolbeck, Salute to Service event coming up on October 19th.
And I don't know how young is young, but even students need to, the students, they're a lot smarter than was when I was their age, but they work hard. You know, they may have their sports or their extracurricular activities plus the academics. And to get them to do some charity work, they love it when they show up. They're like, this is awesome.
Yeah,
and
they do. So they do. Caitlin Kervillian's daughter actually does the coloring contest that we have for the kids, and she runs the whole thing, and she's amazing.
Yeah.
So, and she's a teenager.
Right.
So,
you got a text here. Yeah. Kathy is so great for our veterans and such a great spokeswoman. From Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin.
Wonderful.
Yeah. How did it start? I mean, I didn't even know your dad was a veteran, a war veteran. But how did this start? Correct me if I'm wrong, because we worked together a little bit in the real estate world and everything. And then all of a sudden, I see you were doing that one, the first one, I think at the Packer Atrium?
The first one was actually at a duplex three houses down from Lambeau Field, and we had a tailgate party. Okay. And Ray Horning was there. We had a Jordy Nelson autographed helmet.
Oh.
And we decided we were going to do this for veterans like 2 weeks before their veteran game. And we raised $1,000. It was a November game. We were out hustling, selling tickets for the helmet, and it was awesome. And then from there, we're like, what if we actually planned this party, right?
What if we actually did this that organization? Did
it, exactly. And then we started having it at the distillery. But we basically just wanted to start the party around Veterans Day to say thank you. Thank you for your service. Come and have some pizza, watch a Packer game, and we just want to thank you. You know, have a good time. And
no pressure.
No pressure.
Just chill.
Yep. And it just turned out so good. And we're actually this year with the game being October 19th, it's obviously before Veterans Day, but we found doing this event for so many years that there's so many things that our veterans have to do around Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Weeks after. So we're happy that it's a little bit before that, because then we can have as many veterans as we can attend the event.
October
19th.
Learn
about their benefits. Right.
Come down, eat pizza, drink some beer, watch Packers against the Cardinals, have some cheesecake.
Yeah.
What are you looking for now? I mean, it's May. Is there sponsorships? Are there auction items you're looking for? Tell me what people who are listening could maybe even do now.
That's awesome. Thank you for bringing that up. So now that we have the date, because we had to wait for the Packers schedule to come out last week, right?
A whole lot of people waiting.
So now that we have the date, we're going to start rocking and rolling, right? So we have sponsorships available. We'll get that out on our website. So housesofhonor.com. We have a website. You can go there. You can actually donate. You can be a sponsor right on there. There's a button right on there. There's a salute to service tab up at the top. So you can do that. You can contact me if you have any questions. We can put my information on the website, too.
And put it on our website.
We'll put it on ours.
Mine on the Mariner, absolutely. Yeah.
But we're looking for sponsors for sure, silent auction items, and then raffle basket items.
Great.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great event. And now you've got
I know one thing we're donating right off the top. Dennis's mom made some more of those quilts for veterans.
Great.
Really?
Dennis Peters' mom makes these beautiful quilts for veterans.
Oh, that's
I brought
awesome.
Them to a couple of my guys that were in hospice, and they just loved them so much.
That's amazing.
So she'll be doing some of those for you. We'll work on some other stuff,
too. Yeah, we've got time, which is great. I'm glad you're in here now talking about it, because it's going to be a successful event. And I think
summer's going to fly by, and then it's going to
go fast. Exactly. It's going to go fast. We got a little over 4 months.
The other thing I like about this
I remember when we were talking the draft that way. Well, the draft is only 6 months away. Then all of a sudden, you wake up, and it's there.
And it's over, and you're like, what happened?
Exactly.
8 days. No, I think it's great that the proceeds are going to go for two reasons. I mean, you're going to sponsor one of these tiny homes for the veterans.
That's our
goal. You're also going to house a veteran.
Yes.
I mean, that's the end game there. So.
Yes, that's a goal. And help them, you know, educate them and rehabilitate them into, you know, the community.
Right.
We're going to get in there. My team, Kathy K team with Movement Mortgage, is going to get in there. There's another lender that they have to a couple of us. We're going to share and get in there and educate the veterans with credit. Budgeting, those kind of things. So eventually they can move out of the tiny home village and then qualify for their own VA home loan.
Yep.
That's the thing we're trying to get across here. And like Jim works this every day. It's not a flop house.
No.
Not in the slightest bit.
So
not
much.
At all.
And it's so unique because these services are going to be on site. That's the difference of this one.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not just we're housing them and then you got to go here or there or whatever. They're going to have all these services on site, people coming in to educate our veterans. So it's amazing. We're super excited.
Where does your passion come from?
I know you said my dad was a veteran. It wasn't my dad. It was both my grandpas.
Got it.
My uncle's a Marine veteran. So my father-in-law. So we have a lot of veterans in our family. But really, how much time do I have?
I think a minute.
Okay. Well, you got 30 seconds till the break, seconds. And then you got about 8 minutes
after.
We'll take it up after
the break.
So hold that one.
Because it's a cool story.
All right. Love
outstanding.
Cool stories.
Kathy Kolbeck, Salute to Service event coming up in October. for the Houses of Honor and a lot of other veteran entities that they've taken care of. And we want to help her out as much as humanly possible. Then coming up after that, Don Carper from Veterans Village. You know Don.
Yeah,
he's
awesome.
Coming in to talk about Rocky Blyer coming to town.
Oh, cool.
Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW9 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW9. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5. WISS coming your way in Appleton and Oshkosh and points beyond with the Civic Media app along with 1100 AM and 1590 AM. WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh is where you will hear the Milwaukee Brewers game tonight, taking on the Baltimore Orioles. Orioles fired their manager the other day. See that?
No.
Yeah. That's coming on at 6:05. Well, not doing very well.
Yeah. Time for a change.
I know you like, but you know, this is Jim. This is a typical Jim thing. Yeah. Here's what he would say. And I say, Orioles fired the manager. Wait, that's a beautiful city. Have you ever been there? It's a beautiful city. It's right in the water. Why would they fire him? It's a beautiful city.
The power plant to do with district. The man. No, but they have a great stadium. They're, uh-huh. But okay, yeah, I guess
how can they fire him? Look at that.
I don't know. I don't know who the guy is.
The mayor is awesome.
The city's beautiful,
the mayor.
Though.
Kathy Kolbeck, salute to service event. Once again, I want to get back to passion.
Yes. So. I've always had passion to help and give back. I've always had that. But when I worked for a company, Jackie Georgia, do you remember Jackie?
Jackie who?
Jackie Georgia.
Yeah!
She was my manager when I worked at a company years back. This is like 12, 15 years ago.
Jim and I hosted an event for her one time.
Yeah, she's amazing. Go get her. So we actually...
Sunday afternoon, upstairs at the KI Center here.
Ah.
Like state of Wisconsin teenage girls beauty pageant.
Oh, the beauty pageant. Because her daughter, she was in a beauty pageant too, and her daughter. She's amazing. But she was
you, me, and Donna were there getting pictures taken with all that.
Yeah,
good energy.
Now you remember. Yeah. Yes, she's very good energy. So she was my manager at the time, and she was involved with the Vets for Vets at UWGB.
Yeah.
So we would just go there, and because we had a lot of business and a lot of connections in the community, we would go there just to help. Hey, what do you need help with? You need gas cards? You need whatever? We'll help get those for you, right? Well, we were at one of the meetings and they were trying to get the veteran lounge together there because they didn't have a veteran lounge at the college. And that's a problem with the veterans coming back from being deployed, and a lot of them go to school and then they're sitting in the room and people are talking on their phone and they're getting all mad and they don't have anywhere to go to talk to fellow veterans and all that. So we were there and listening to that, and one of the girls that was just got back from Afghanistan, probably within the year, was having such a hard time acclimating back into civilian life. She had a little girl that was 9 months when she left. When she came back, she was two. She was sitting in the parking lot at the vet center on the phone because she was suicidal, because she couldn't handle it. She would tell her little girl, like, okay, let's go grab your backpack, grab your shoes. And then she'd turn around and she wouldn't have done, you know, she gave her an order and she didn't follow. And it just broke my heart because she was trying to get help because she was struggling and she couldn't get any help. Mm-hmm. And at the time, my kids were 3 and 4. So it really touched my heart. And I just thought, I need to do something. I need to help as much as I can, whether, you know, whatever it be, get involved with veterans, get involved in organizations, help, volunteer, whatever. So that is what really, like, put a fire inside of me, you know, because that story was just like, people don't understand what our veterans go through and what they go through when they come back home. You know, it's we're building soldiers and they're coming back home and being moms. You know what I mean? Or whatever. That's just an example, you know, but so that really touched my heart and that put the fire inside of me to, like, hey, I got to do something. And that's when I started looking at the Houses of Honor program. So the program is actually, we have about over 50 different businesses that provide their services at a discount to community heroes. So all community heroes, police officers, firefighters, teachers, medical professionals, and our military. So that's the program that we have. And that's all year long. If a veteran needs electric work, we're going to get them set up with someone that's going to do great work for them. Someone reputable that they can trust, right? We have the cheesecake guy. I'm the mortgage person. We have insurance. We have a Reiki massage person. I mean, we're getting diversified as possible, but growing slow. So we have trustworthy businesses in our program. Then last year, we became our nonprofit.
Okay.
So before that, we were raising funds because we've had the Salute to Service Party since 2017, right? But we kind of took that little break during COVID, but we were raising funds for the organizations that we now this since last year, we can actually raise funds throughout the year to donate to different organizations. Mm-hmm. We just did some stuff for the Appleton Fire Department. You know, last year we did some nursing. May was nursing Nurses Month.
Yeah.
And we did some stuff for them, you know, so we're able to, you know, volunteer and give back to those other community heroes throughout the year now with our nonprofit status. That's right. Obviously the Salute to Service is our biggest event. And we all have a lot of passion for that event. As we said, there's over 40 different volunteers that help make it such a success.
Awesome.
You know, so
I mean, it's just, thanks for doing that. You know, I mean, it takes people like, I know that, and I think a lot of people know it, but
one
it really takes
one common denominator between leadership. Her and Vanessa.
Yeah.
Energy.
It is energy.
Energy.
You got the energy, and then my husband keeps me in line, right? He's the one who helps organize all the stuff.
There's always
too.
Someone else.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you can't, so-and-so, oh, they're great. Yeah. You know, so is their spouse. That's who's really making it great.
Yeah,
so,
he puts up with all that energy.
You know, and then all the pillow talk, because you worry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Stress and anxiety of the party, you know, getting it all together because it always turns out great, you know, but you're always a little nervous. And but
anybody that has put on an event can share war stories.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just
like
it's
all of a sudden we don't have an MC,
right?
But that's okay.
You know? Yeah.
We made it work.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those things you just got to just go in with. You're just expecting, you know, ambushes and whatever.
But a good leader, and you, which you are, but I would say to people, like I'm sure you say to people, and they say, oh, I'm really worried about this. I'm like, give the worrying to me. I'll do that. Like, we only need one person worrying here. That's going to be me. You do your job.
Yes.
And then people are like, well, okay, I don't have to worry anymore.
Don't worry. We'll tell you what to do.
But you have
just
it,
do it.
But you have it. Even though you say you don't, you do. So I think it's great what you're doing. I'm really excited about this. The fact that you're going to have something in your honor, too. You deserve that. But to have one of these tiny homes put in your organization's honor.
We want to do the museum. Oh. Yeah, but Gail said somebody else is interested.
Yeah, but we got more money.
Oh, yeah.
We got no money.
Well, if you have some, you can give it to us.
We're going to collect cans. Forget the starving children. Yeah. We're keeping the cans.
Oh, jeez.
Kathy Kolbeck, so great having you here.
Thank you so much.
Give a contact information if somebody wants to help.
920-606-0592, and then go to thehousesofhonor.com.
Great.
Housesofhonor.com. To correct. Donate, help volunteer, all the different things, drop
baskets.
Off money.
Baskets.
Yeah, if you need services, just put an inquiry in. We'll get you set up with a reputable business.
Awesome.
All right, Kathy.
Yes. Beth, Cassidy.
Thank you.
We come back. Don Carver, Veterans Village, talk about Rocky Byer. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin is number one. This time, it's for the most prescription medications collected during the Spring Drug Takeback Day. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced that the state collected over 56,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The DEA partners with states twice a year in the spring and fall to give people a safe, convenient, and responsible way to dispose of drugs, while at the same time educating them on the potential for abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says House Republicans are planning to gut Medicaid to pay for tax cuts. Baldwin and fellow Senate Democrats say the proposed cuts will harm Wisconsinites who need the help the most. In a bill introduced last week, Republicans plan to enforce a working requirement to qualify for Medicaid, reduce the minimum staffing for nursing homes, and require more frequent financial screenings for patients receiving aid. Johnson and journalists are getting together later this month. Stuart J. Waddles has that story.
Senator Ron Johnson will headline a newsmaker luncheon hosted by the Milwaukee Press Club and WisPolitics.com on Wednesday, May 28th. Johnson will give brief remarks before taking questions from a panel of local journalists and the audience at the Newsroom Pub. The event starts at a little before noon that day. It is open to the public with advanced registration required.
WGBW has a great newsletter that comes out about twice a week. It has stories of local interest, state news, and sometimes even commentary. There's always something interesting to check out or listen to. Go to WGBW.fm to sign up today. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. A little breezy at times, especially later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with showers after midnight, or low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people in D.C. that any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like the show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke will join us to talk about resources for Wisconsin farmers. Please don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Special thanks, Kathy Kolbeck. What a great event she puts together once again. Salute to Service event that's coming up on October 19th. Portion of the proceeds go into Houses of Honor. That's going to be at the Stadium View. It's a great event. It's totally free to veterans. It's during the Packer game against Arizona Cardinals. Free pizza, beer, everything. And she raises a lot of money for different veterans' causes. Special thanks, Vanessa Moran, Feed My Starving Children. She is just amazing what she does and how many kids she feeds. Brett Jansen and Beckett K, Pickleball for a Purpose. We got to get Donald Driver on talking about that
right.
Event. He's going to come up. And, of course, Brittany Merlot with Everything You Want to Know. And now we're Don Carper from Veterans Village of Appleton, the Navigator. And we're talking about Rocky Blyer. What a huge thing that was when we found out that Rocky would come to town. Hey, Don?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And hasn't he jumped into it? I mean, I was assuming, okay, he'll come, he'll shake a couple of hands before the golf tournament, and he'll go back home. He has embraced coming back to his hometown, and the people have embraced him, haven't they, though? How cool is it with Rocky Blyer, part of the Rocky Blyer golf tournament?
Yeah, he's great. You would never even know that.
Never.
Yeah, he's just a great guy. Oh, yeah, very much so. He spends time with every single golfer.
Yep.
Sometimes we have to kind of speed him along
because
he'll try
because
to spend.
Because somebody will tell him stories. Rocky, I played against you. And it was the game. And he'll listen to the entire story, and he might not have a clue what the guy's talking about, but that guy walks away thinking, wow, Rocky remembered that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's very good and takes pictures with every single one of them, autographs every single one. So, I mean, yeah, he gets very involved in it.
He'd be the opposite of you, Jim, because you would be, yeah. I got, we got to move. Keep it moving here.
Not true.
Jim.
Come on. I'm nicer than that.
You're very nice.
Once in a while, but if I'm in a hurry, let's go.
Let's go.
So that is true. I do say that. This is great. And tell me, you're having this event, proceeds, and tell me a little bit more about you, the organization. I think a lot of our listeners know, but I want to go over that again.
Well, my role there is I was hired on as a navigator. I've been there a little over 3 years now. Honestly, when they brought me into the role, they said navigator. I was like, okay, you know, I'm just going to direct people to what they got to do, what they got to have. But it's turned into a lot more than that. I even say at times now that I come in every day, I have no idea what I'm going to be doing. It's just whatever veteran comes through the door, I deal with whatever their situation is.
I was going to say it's kind of like radio.
Well, it is, but I'll tell you what. How many residents?
Right now, we have the 48 apartments. We have 48 veterans that are living there now.
So you're
full? It's all been remodeled. We just finished up the last few in January and February this year. So now we have 48 apartments that house veterans in every single one of them.
And every one of those veterans could walk into his office with an issue.
Yes, I bet.
And do they stay? Is there a time limit on that?
Oh, no. They got as much time as they want there. And it's independent living, you know, which is a lot of the veterans like that because they don't want people, you know, watching over them. They don't really like they care for living on their own and not having assisted living and stuff. So it's a really great option for a lot of them to come in there. Yeah, we're there to help them out if they need things, but most of them, yeah, they just want to be left on their own. We try to do things around there to kind of get them out. We do a little gatherings like Tuesdays. We have from 10 to noon, we always do coffee and donuts right there in the community center.
Mm-hmm.
Brings a lot of them in, which makes it fun because it's open to the community. So we get a lot of veterans that don't live there to come in too to share their stories.
We had so many people that would be, I mean, we did a Christmas party there a few years ago that was extraordinary in the amount of gifts that were given to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they even made sure that they targeted the children that were there, too. So we had a lot of presents for all the kids.
Really good backers for that. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a waiting list then? You must.
Oh, yeah. We have right now, there's probably about 15 names on a one-bedroom list and a two-bedroom list. We try to get the people in there as quick as we can once we have one that's open.
And one of the keys is you got to make sure there'd be a good neighbor.
Yes, right. Because it is a community. We call it the Veterans Village, and we really promote that community atmosphere. We try to get them to share their skills. Like I was sharing before we came on about one of our veterans. He came in, retired guy that worked in media and marketing, and he just wanted to help out. Now he runs our Facebook page, our website. Mm-hmm. He helps with a lot of the fundraisers, helping a lot with this Rocky Blyer Golf Classic. So,
oh, they wanted to do things. Don and I cleaned down. We were joking about something. It used to be student housing for Fox Valley Tech. And there's this one, just a ditch. That was just a ditch and overgrown, invasive buckthorn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we came up with the idea to tear it all down. So basically, Don and I were going to do all the work ourselves. And one of our residents came out. And I'll tell you what, that guy was out, and guy would just walk around, wouldn't hardly say anything to anybody. He was out there every morning till sun up, till sundown, working so hard on that thing, wasn't he, Don?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He loved doing it.
Oh, yeah. He kept busy on that, and even after it was all cut down and it had to be cleaned up, he was out there cleaning it up, keeping it so that the brush wouldn't be growing back, and then all the garbage that would always blow in there, he was always picking it all up, so... They just take a little ownership in it, you know, though they just rent there. So.
And another one of our good buddies here, Cody Krepline, he brought all the big planter boxes and the soil. I mean, you know, it was a really great thing with the people that would help out. They made it, you know, Don and I could only do so much and whatever, but we get these other people, man, can they make a difference? Just like with you guys at the homeless. Yeah. Certain people have no idea how much of an impact they can make.
Yeah.
We had an organization that came right from Plexus just last week. Yep. And they had veterans at work there, and they all came out and they cleaned up because we had a lot of landscaping done around the property. And they spent a couple hours there picking up everything. And they just loved it, that it was veterans helping veterans. You know,
exactly.
So they just want to get involved.
And your good buddy, his good buddy is Steve Schneider.
Okay.
Who donated the money for the lounge?
Oh,
yeah,
the hooch.
The hooch
out there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're back to the ditch?
No, it was different.
Oh, different. Okay.
You're thinking of what I told you during the break, Don, and I think we found a highly sophisticated marijuana growing thing with irrigation and everything.
It was hidden in the brush.
That's the student. He's doing an experiment. Like, give the kid a break. Schneider's, his dad was a veteran and very involved.
So the hooch was all built there, and that kind of ties in with Rocky on that. Remember how that all went down?
Go ahead and talk about it.
Well, so we had this family that wanted us to build this hooch, and we were kind of pricing it out. We were looking at different hooches, and we came up with one at Home Depot, and we were kind of like, let's figure this out. Because, of course, with us being a nonprofit, you got to raise all the funds to do these things. And as we were talking to Rocky for the first golf outing, he just kind of nonchalantly asked, well, do you guys ever do anything at Home Depot? Well, yes, we have a pro account there.
Yeah, we got there. Chuck over there in the Grand Chute. Chuck, good guy. Chuck's a good guy. He's going to be retiring, but a good guy.
Part-time, but a good guy.
Yeah.
And all he said was, president.
No, he goes, well, okay, if you got someone, then you don't need my guy. I go, you got a guy up here? He goes, no, not up here. It's actually in Pittsburgh. He's in Pittsburgh and he works for Home Depot. He goes, well, he's the owner.
we'll use your guy. We'll go to your guy.
Wasn't it like the very next day we get a call from the manager at the Grand Chute Home Depot? Hey, we hear you guys have a project.
We're donating it.
That's
Rocky Blyer effect.
Yes. Well, and it takes that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of luck. Somebody said, wait a minute, I know somebody. That's awesome. So that worked out pretty well for you guys.
Oh, yeah, it worked out great. They even sent a crew over to put it together and everything. You know, we got the cement slab poured. They basically brought all the stuff over for the hooch. They put it all together, a crew of their volunteers at Home Depot.
Although, I got to say, I learned more in a frustrating manner dealing with city government in trying to get a cement slab put in, Jim. Is that true, Doug?
Yeah. They have so much green space, you know.
It's it was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It can be.
That was a project.
It's funny because I worked in that, you know, for the company world for 16 years. We're doing a project at the homeless shelter, and I'm going to these meetings saying, come on, move this along. So it's a different perspective.
It really comes down to who you know, because right now the guy that's doing all our landscaping is Wolfrath's, and... when I'm sure John remembers too, that there were projects around it that kept telling us you can't touch this, it's wetlands, yada, 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 you know, and you get a guy in there that deals with it all the time, man, he got things done there. And I give him credit. Chad, he's a go-getter. He got a lot of that stuff done, and it all looks great around there. And it was like, yes, this is how this is going to get done. Yeah.
Well, tell us some more about Rocky and what's coming up here.
Well, all right. Well, it's our fourth annual Rocky Blyer Golf Classic. It's going to be out at Royal St. Patrick's Golf Links on Thursday, June 5th. And they start at 10. And from what I last heard, they're still looking for one more foursome on there. So if someone goes to our website, they can still sign up for that.
All right.
Grab it quick. I mean, if it is, it'll get filled in a hurry, the Rocky Blyer tournament. So.
And then the other thing they're going to do is the night before, they're calling it the evening with Rocky Blyer, is going to be at the Stone Toad in Menasha from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And, of course, Rocky's going to be there. And, honestly, this guy, any memorabilia bring, he's got a pen. You know,
is he going to have his bourbon there?
Yes, he is.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Well, I'm not a bourbon guy. Okay. And maybe we should have had Randall Boss on here. He's one of our volunteers. He likes his bourbon. But yes, he makes his own bourbon now, too. So
he's got
Rocky,
his own line.
They auction that off.
He's got his own line of bourbon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So if you're a bourbon guy, you should be coming to see him then that night.
Even if you're not. I mean, that's...
Yeah, one thing about Rocky, though, it's like, I remember when we first asked him to be a part of it, and it's like, I'm sure he's been asked a million times, and he did it. He was like, yeah, okay, and he had a great time. Yeah. Just a normal guy.
Yeah, and what a great combination, you know, with him being a veteran himself and being involved in his hometown. I think he really likes coming back. You know, of course, we treat him like a rock star when he comes back, and I always say, if you don't know who Rocky Blyer is, you weren't born in Appleton, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's some people that just know his story, and it's just, it's heartwarming. And he's told us stories of when he was with the Steelers, and it was just like, wow, you know. I remember the story about the strength coach, and he said the next year he came back, Chuck Knoll's like, you know, I expect you guys to still be able to run. You don't have to come in here looking like you're bodybuilding, you know.
So, and here he was, so all year that's all he did was lift to impress the coach, lift to impress. I don't want any bodybuilders on my team. And then he's rocking his tight T-shirt, trying to look all it's like, he'd like shrunk in his chair.
Yeah.
So great stories.
Great stories. Tell me a little bit about the tournament itself, Don.
Well, this year it's being run that they're going to have all these different hole events going on each one of the holes. There's a ladies' longest drive, closest approach shot, longest drive, closest putt, longest putt. So they have all these different ones that they're going to be doing for the different prizes you can win. They do. We aren't going to have as much for like the auction items like we have in the past, but they've gone with these because that seemed when they did kind of like the AAR of the last ones, this was more of what people were interested in doing.
Good for you to listen to the customers, because I mean, you want them to have fun and also donate. So do you still need sponsors, whole sponsors? Are you?
Oh, yeah. Anybody can put out sponsors. Like I said, everything's on our website. So if you go to the website, look under the Rocky Blyer or golf outing, and you can go on there and you can buy whole signs. They're always looking for any more sponsors that would be willing to give.
Volunteers, you good with that? Or
the volunteers are pretty much all covered because this year, like I said, our great guy, Nor Bolda, that works with us, he got people that live there to volunteer and help out a lot.
Awesome. So, that's fantastic. Well, I know what I got to ask. I meant to ask you. The last, or one of the earlier guys we had on, Brett Jansen, who just did Pickleball for a Purpose, and he mentioned
Mary Beth,
who I saw at the event last week in Appleton on the KIA for Vietnam in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes.
And I forgot to, does she still do her pickleball tournament as part of this?
Not this year.
Okay.
I know she's doing one again for, you know, fundraising like she always does. And even with all our remodeling.
Because they even mentioned the park. And I said, that's her park.
Mm-hmm. And we're on our property, you know, we're going to be doing some more landscaping there. And one of the ideas is to possibly put in a pickleball court right there on site.
That would be fantastic.
I'm sure she would love to see that there.
Oh, she'll do that. She put out the marigolds this year?
They're going to be coming yet. Okay. They haven't put them out yet.
She's something else.
This is great that you're doing this. And this is a fun thing, too. You know, sometimes it's like work. This is... pretty enjoyable.
Well, like I said, a lot of this stuff gets done. Steve Day helps a lot with it because he's the head of our marketing and fundraising. Right. So
that's awesome. They're involved. Great cause.
Yes.
Good for you. We'll be there.
Is your son home or is he deployed?
Oh, no, he's home.
He's
finishing up at Oshkosh there.
I'll say, can you stick around, Don?
Yeah, I sure can.
Don Carper, Navigator, Veterans Village of Appleton, the Rocky Blyer Golf Tournament coming up.
Yeah.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A major program that protects drinking water is on the chopping block in Congress. Lawmakers are considering slashing $2.4 billion from the state revolving fund. The program helps Wisconsin replace lead pipes and filter toxic contamination out of drinking water supplies. Our state will lose $54 million next year if funding gets cut. Parts of Wisconsin are being invaded this month by lake midges. Swarms of the insects have been rising from water bodies, including Lake Monona in Madison. The bugs can create quite a scene when they all hatch at once, but they are harmless and provide food for fish, bats, and birds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM. WISS, of course, is Civic Media app worldwide. The Milwaukee Brewers on WISS tonight, 6:05. Taking on the Baltimore Orioles. Trying to get some momentum going, and it ain't been working all that well. Don Carper here, navigator of Veterans Village in Appleton. The Rocky Blyer golf tournament is coming up. The Rocky Blyer bourbon tasting is coming up. Where did you sit? Was that Tone Toad? Where was that?
It's at the Stone Toad in Menasha.
Okay. Outstanding. Don, just in general... And then we had Kathy on here, and we talk a lot, and we got Vanessa on here, and all people raising money for fantastic causes. Where's the world right now when it comes to that sort of thing? Because in our profession, when we work together, you might have somebody walk in one day and just give you this unbelievable check out of the blue, like you guys, you know what I mean? And then you can rub two nickels together to make a dime doing all kinds of other things to make $500. It's crazy, isn't it? But I'm sure everybody in this profession has felt the same pain. Yeah.
And you see it come and go, and then you realize that the Fox Valley in general, it's a very giving, area of the state. So of course a lot of people try to tap into it, and you get
And tell
so
people
many,
where you are, Don.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're at 2919 West Glen Park Drive, right in Appleton there. It's basically what it is our buildings are the old housing for Fox Valley Tech students. Mm-hmm. And it's three apartment complexes plus our office where we have the community center. And it's great because right next door to us is the mental health for the veterans. And right across from the parking lot is the Bradley building for the veterans. So
couldn't ask for a better location.
No, yeah. Right.
Just like they say, you know, it's location, location, location when you're going to get something. So, yeah, we really got lucky with the location. The buildings were built in the 80s, but we went through and remodeled all the apartments.
And they ain't going anyplace. They were built very industrially
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're all fallout shelters.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and since we've taken over about 2 years ago, actually managing the property because Outagamie County Housing, we purchased it from them. Mm-hmm. And we really discover how much fun it is to have a property too, you know, all the things that you got to keep up on. And and we have a guy that lives there. He's one of our veterans. He's our maintenance guy right on site. So it helps out a lot. I help out as much as I can, but of course, like I already said, you know, a lot of times I'm in my office and someone comes in, I got to deal with it right away, mm-hmm. you know? And so it keeps us busy.
But it's a good bunch of people. You actually know who we've got coming on our show next week is Fanny.
Oh, Fanny.
Or is it this week, Todd? I think it's this week.
This week.
Fanny, she was one of our favorite residents, wasn't she?
She was just there last Monday or Monday before.
You love Fanny.
She came in with...
Start up the juice place?
Oh, yeah. She's
the bubble tea.
Absolutely, bubble tea. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah,
Jim said he could take what she told us that day and use it for one of his classes on how to do things.
I'd teach at TC, and she would be a great... I teach business classes, but... You know, I love the entrepreneur, and they just know things you can't read in a textbook. And the school's curriculum, they'll tell you, study on entrepreneurs, and they give you these names of, you know, the Gates and all these people. It's like, they're right here in our community. There's some really, really great, successful entrepreneurs. Right. She's one of them. Yeah, I really enjoy talking to her. Where you get the money.
She keeps herself so busy with all their different organizations she's with, because they do that, the boats, the dragon boats that they do.
Yeah, she's
involved
that.
In that. I mean, so she's a very busy lady, but... She gives so much, and she's a part of the WIBIC program now too
that
Massey's involved mm-hmm. with. And they use our location when they do their Boots for Business right there on site. She was just there, I think it was last Monday she got some award, Fanny did. Again.
Yep, I believe it. She's awesome.
The umbrella on that is networking too. I mean, she does a good job of, you know, keeping in contact with people. People know who she is, and she helps them out.
I always say she's one of our success stories. She started out there in an apartment, and then she started up the business, and... Now, her and her family moved out into a home, and it's just great to hear that everything's going so great for her.
We were talking about the giving of mm-hmm. Fox Valley, of Green Bay, and the lead gift giving. What I always have a hard time, you're never the only fundraiser, right? Did you notice that? You go out there, and it's like, so-and-so's working on this, so-and-so's working on this. There are all these big capital campaigns. What's the special connection that you bring to the donor?
I guess what it is that with us having the homes right there and all the veterans right there, I always leave the door wide open for anyone. I'll tour them around the place, show it off. A couple of the veterans will even let me show off their apartments, and then that way they get the one-on-one conversation. And that's what's nice is I bring the veterans in, let them talk to them. You know, I'm not going to sell anything. Let them hear their story of what they're doing here.
Same true with other people, you know, even at the Children's Museum. You know, come and see the kids play. You know, I'll tell you they're having a good time and they're learning. Talk to them, you know, and... Homeless as well. So I think when you have a product to show, I think that really helps. And if you want to expand that product, it's a little bit easier. I mean, nothing's easy in fundraising, but it sounds like you really got the right program there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we get involved in a lot of other things. Like we're involved in Thursday, the feeding Combat Hunger, Feeding America is doing on Thursday.
Great.
So we're involved in that. And that always helps the veterans out there too, because a lot of the proceeds from that come to the village, and then they come in and it's almost like they're shopping in a store in our community center because it gets pretty much filled up in there. So,
you know, one other thing, I know the money gets spread pretty thin every time, but one of the small things that we did with it, we created a technology room because some of those guys didn't have computers. You know what I mean? They don't have computers. So we put up a computer room for
them. Isn't that nice?
And then Don was showing them how to get on different sites to look for benefits.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it might sound like a little thing, but that was a big thing for them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because not all of them are even tech savvy, you know, just getting them into their email. Because now with the way things, the VA does everything is all online.
Yeah.
You know, so if they don't know how to get to their email or even log into their sites, you know, it just takes them a lot longer to get things done. And some of them still walk in with their flip phone and say, well, how am I supposed to get on that website on here? Yeah, you can't.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, so. Well, but you can sell that for an antique. Yeah, wow. That's...
It's so funny. Don's telling the story, and I'm sitting here thinking, I deal with that with these two every day.
Right, right?
Every day. I was hoping we were going to run out of time before you said that.
2 minutes after the show's over, I bring my computer in here because I bought a new printer. I need Todd to show me how to do it because I was working last night.
No, thanks.
True story.
Yeah.
Actually, can you stick around, maybe show me?
I'm not that good.
Come
That's
on.
Why I bring in my brother-in-law.
It'd be like
stuff,
the old days. Don Carper, Navigator.
Thanks,
at Veterans Village. Rocky Blyer Golf Tournament coming up. It's a great event. And that Wednesday before the tournament, the 4th, June 4th, Rocky at Stone Toad.
In Menasha.
5:38. Bourbon. Got to be there. Thank you, everybody. Don, thanks for being here, buddy.
You bet. Thanks for
having
me.
Back tomorrow morning. See ya.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is set to call Russian President Vladimir Putin in about a half an hour from the White House. They'll be discussing an end to the war in Ukraine. After that phone call, the president is set to call Volodymyr Zelensky. Former President Biden thanking well-wishers on social media following his diagnosis of an aggressive form of prostate cancer. There is no cure for this stage of cancer, but hormone treatment does appear to be working, says ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Tara Narula.
We're talking about androgen deprivation therapy. That means depriving the body of testosterone or androgens, which we know is a fuel for prostate cancer cells. So by either blocking the production of testosterone or the ability of testosterone to reach the cells, you're hopefully slowing the growth. So we know that with prostate cancer of this stage, we usually use hormone therapy to basically improve quality of life, maybe give somebody more years. Of course, hormone therapy also comes with its own side effects.
More than 24 deaths caused by tornadoes over the weekend. This is ABC News.